Today we're doing Dav Nun Ches Amud Beis. Okay, we are no longer in dreams. Tanu Rabbanan, Haro Bat Yisrael Bi Yeshuvan. If a person sees Jews' homes that are settled and that are being lived in, and everything looks like it's going swimmingly, beautifully, Omer Baruch Meitzim Kvul Almana. You say a bracha that Hashem has established the borders of the Almana. The book of Eicha talks about the city of Jerusalem in its state of destruction as an Almana, as a widow. So when it gets rebuilt and we see the rebuilding of Israel, that's Hashem giving the Almana life again. When you see it in its destroyed state, you say a Baruch Dayna Emes. If you see the houses of Ovdei Kochavim that are being successful, you should say Beis Geyim Yisach Hashem, that Hashem has established the homes of the haughty and arrogant ones. When you see the homes of the Ovdei Kochavim destroyed, you say God is a God of vengeance, because he's taken vengeance on these awful Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Ula Rav Chisa Avakazi Borcho. Ula Rav Chisa were walking once, and here's the story that happened. When they got to the doorstep of Rav Chana Bar Chanilai, the home of Rav Chana Bar Chanilai, Nogad Rav Chista V'isnach, Rav Chista let out a groan, a sigh. Oy! Amrle Ula. Ula says, Am I come snachas? Why are you groaning? Why are you sighing? V'amr Rav, Anachashavaris Chatzi Gufashal Adam. Don't you know, Rav says, that having that such a dejected type of attitude, being so sad all the time, will break half of your body down? Sh'nem Ravata Ben Adam, Anach B'Shibron Masnaim. Rav Yochanan Amr, Av Kol Gufashal Adam. That will destroy your entire body. Sh'nem Ravayuki Amre Lecha, Al Ma'ata Nenach. When they say to you, why are you groaning? V'amrta Al Shmua Kiva'a, because of the bad news that's coming, of a namas kalev, it will melt your entire heart. So it's a bad attitude to have. You have so much stress, you have so much, you're always sad about things. It's going to kill you, it will make a person die young. It's not good for you. He said, well, what do you want me to do? How can I not groan? The house that we're passing by now used to have 60 bakers working there during the daytime, and 60 bakers working there at nighttime. And they would bake whatever you wanted for whoever needed. And not only that, they would keep their hands in their wallets the entire time. Why? Because in case an ani comes, who comes from a more dignified background, and he asks for money, I don't want him to have to wait the amount of time it takes me to put my hand in my pocket and pull out money. Because that moment of time, from when he asks for money till he sees that he has money, till you give him the money, it's awkward, it's embarrassing, it's humiliating for the person on the receiving end to have to wait for that period of time. So you want to make it as quick as possible to end his embarrassment as quickly as possible. So that's what they used to do. They used to keep their hand in their pocket, in their wallet. Not only that, they opened up doors on all four sides of their house so that people can come from all directions. And anyone who came in hungry would leave when they were satiated. Who else's whose home was described in very similar terms? Avram Avinu, correct. And during years of famine, they would take wheat and barley and throw it outside the door of the home. And that way, anyone who's too embarrassed to come during the daytime and ask for money, they can come at night under the cover of darkness and find the wheat and the barley that's outside the house and take that. And now I see this house is destroyed. It's in a heap. You don't want me to groan. You don't want me to sigh. You don't want me to be sad about something like that. So he's got to make him feel better, right? He wants to make Rav Chista feel better. So what do you say to cheer him up now? So he says, well, you should know that Rav Yochanan, Ula tells Rav Chista, Rav Yochanan used to say, from the days that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there is a gzera that the homes of tzaddikim will be destroyed. Shneamar, Baznei Hashem Tzvakos, Im Lo Batim Rabim L'Shama, Yu Gedolim V'Tovim, Mein Yoshev, that it's going to be Gedolim V'Tovim, meaning don't view this as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that these people weren't big enough tzaddikim. To the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed their house because that is the way he is declaring them as tzaddikim. Because when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the Batei Tzaddikim are destroyed. And you know what ultimately is going to happen to the homes of Tzaddikim? They're ultimately going to be rebuilt. Very reminiscent of the Gemara at the end of Maseches. Makos. What happens at the end of Masechus Makos? Now people, a fox, a shuel, correct. Exactly, and he gets so upset, oh, don't worry, because the same way it's Bukhrabana, we believe it's going to be rebuilt again. That old Yesh was Kenim, right? Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Nicham Tadu, Akiva Nicham. Similar Nicham over here. You're so upset about the destruction of these homes. Don't worry, we have the same Rabbi Yochanan who taught us about the destruction, taught us that they're going to be rebuilt. Shenemer, Shira Mal Sadavara, Botchim Hashem, Kahar Tzion. That those who trust Hashem are like the Har Tzion. In what way are they like the Har Tzion? Ma Har Tzion, just like the mountain of Zion. Asra Kodesh Baruch Hu Lachziru Li Yeshuvo, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is going to rebuild it. Af Paten Shal Tzadikim, Asra Kodesh Baruch Hu Lachziru Li Yeshuvo. The homes of Tzaddikim are also going to be rebuilt. So that was his way of cheering him up. Chazi d'lomi yashiv daite. Ula noticed Rav Chisda was not cheered up. Amrlei dayu le'evet she'e karavo. So he then tried again to cheer him up by saying, at least the Evet should be in no better position than his master. Hashem's house was destroyed, so it stands to reason that it's only fair that the Avdei Hashem, those who serve Hashem, that their home would be destroyed as well. So main point number one, when Rav Chisda grew despondent over the Churban of the home of Rav Chana Bar Chanilai, he was only comforted when he was told that this home shouldn't be any better than the Beis HaMikdash, than Hashem's home. Good, now we're going to discuss various brachos that are recited in different places. Tan Rabban, we have Braisa. Haroa Kivrei Yisrael, if you see graves, Jewish graves, you go to a Jewish cemetery, Omer, there's a bracha for that. Baruch Asher Yatzar Eschem B'din, V'zan Eschem B'din, V'kilkel Eschem B'din, V'asav Eschem B'din, V'asav Akim Chem B'din. That Hashem has done all of this with justice, and He will cause you to rise again with justice. That's the bracha that you recite. Do we still recite a bracha when we go to a Jewish cemetery? Yes, there is a bracha that one should recite when you go to a Jewish cemetery. A lot of people don't always remember to say it, only if you haven't been to one in 30 days. You say a bracha when you go to a Jewish cemetery. Marbury de Ravina, Messiah, by Mishmeid Rav Nachman. Marbury de Ravina would conclude the bracha in the name of Rav Nachman, V'yodea mispar kulchem, Hashem is aware of all of our numbers, V'uasu d'chiyoschem, and He is going to cause us to come back to life, L'kayim eschem, and cause you to arise. Baruch mechaya amesim. Blessed is the one who brings the dead back to life. So we reaffirm our belief in Tchias HaMesim when we go to a Jewish cemetery. Kivrei Ovdei Chavim, when you see a non-Jewish cemetery, Omer Busha Imchem, that your mother should be humiliated from the way you guys behave. What? Yeah. So main point number two, there are different brachos when you see Kivrei Yisrael and Kivrei Ovdei Chavim. By Kivrei Yisrael, it's all about Tchias HaMesim and Sidi Chadin. Kivrei Ovdei Chavim, it's not. Amrim Shum Levi, Haroa Es Chaver Lach Shloshim Yom. Good friend, you haven't seen in 30 days, and you see him. Omer Baruch Shechianu V'Kivanu V'Gyanu L'Zman Hazeh. You recite a bracha of Shechianu when you see a good friend that you haven't seen in 30 days. Lach Yud Beis Chodesh, if you haven't seen him in a year, Omer Baruch Mechaye HaMesim. Say a bracha Mechaye HaMesim. Should we still recite these brachos? So Shechianu probably yes. Why don't people recite Mechaye HaMesim if they haven't seen someone in a year? So there are a few explanations given. Some explain, the Ben Ishchai explains that people get offended when you say Baruch Mechaye HaMesim on them. Because people get offended when you say, oh, I thought you were dead. They don't like that. So Others suggest that Baruch Mechaye HaMesim is not recited because it used to be if you didn't see someone in 12 months, there was a reasonable chance that he was actually dead. Nowadays, like, you would have gotten a WhatsApp about a Shiva house or something if, like, the guy was actually dead. Like, there's enough communication that you probably would have found out about it. Pashup Shadis means to see in person. Question is, if you've seen him or spoken to him or Skyped with him in between, so maybe that doesn't count. So we would say it without Shemu Malchus. We would just say Shechianu V'Kimanu V'Gyanu L'Zman Hazeh. We certainly wouldn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Amara, Ein Ameis Mishtakeach Min Alev El Lach Hashem Asr Chodesh. It takes 12 months to forget about a person who has died. That's all? You know, oh, how's, do you remember your old grandpa? Who? Who's grandpa? No, that doesn't happen after 12 months. You forget grandpa already? Can't be. No, what does it mean, mishtakeach min alei?
It's done like...
Exactly. You don't think about the mezuzah. It's mishtakeach min alev. It's not mishtakeach min habrain. It's mishtakeach from the heart. That you're not fixated on it as much. You're not constantly thinking about it as much. That's why the Chassam Sofer writes. That's why we have a mitzvah of remember. We know the Torah says Zachar Sharas Halcha Amalek. You have a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to us when we left Mitzrayim. Right? Lo tishkach. We may not forget it. So how often do you have to remember what Amalek did? So we do it once a year. Why once a year? The Torah says you should do it. You should remember. Why not every day? Why not every week? Why not every month? How do we know once a year? Oh, it says Chassam Sofer, it takes 12 months to forget something. So the mitzvah is to do it often enough that you don't get to the point of forgetting. So says the Maram Shik, Talmud of the Chassam Sofer in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that if it's a leap year where there's going to be 13 months, you got to make sure to do it at some other point in between. Good, when we read Parshas Kitetzah, you have to have in mind that you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. I remember when I was in 12th grade or so, I went to Passaic, to Rabbi Kamenetsky's house for a Shabbos. I don't think you ever lived in Passaic, no? So it was Parshas Kitetzah, and Rav Sachs was the Rav of the still is the Rav of the Shul, and he announced everyone should have in mind, it's a leap year, everyone should have in mind to be Yotzei Zechiras HaMalek, to be Yotzei that Shita. Okay? So, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Nishkachachti kemeis milev v'yisi kichli oved. Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua, havu ka'azli bu'urcha. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua were traveling on the road. Pagubei b'Rav Chanina b'Reid Ravika, and they ran into Rav Chanina b'Reid Ravika. Amrulei b'Hadi d'Chazim Chabrichan Alech Tarti. They said, "Oh, we got to see Rav Chanina b'Reid Ravika. We have to say two brachos on you. Number one, Baruch Hashem Cholak Mechachmas Ali Reiv. The bracha we learned about yesterday, when you see a very big Talmud Chacham, you say that Hashem has portioned off some of His wisdom to those who fear Him. And number two, B'Shechianu. We haven't seen you in 30 days. We got to say B'Shechianu." He says, "You know what? I'm so excited to see you guys that to me it's like seeing 600,000 Jews. So Berichna Leichutlas says, I got to say three brachos on you, Hanach Tarti, the same two that you said on me, and Baruch Hachem Arazim, which is the bracha you say when you see a group of 600,000 Jews. So this is so that he was so excited to see them. They said, "Whoa, you're coming up with such a chiddush that you're going to say a Baruch Chacham Arazim when you see two Jews, because you know you, in your mind they're like 600,000. Yavu Be'enayu, such a brilliant chap that he had. They looked at him with a little bit of jealousy, I guess. V'shachem, and he died on the spot. So yeah, that's your happy ending for you. So main point number three, Shechianu and Mechayim Esim when you haven't seen someone in a long time. So that's Nogel Maisa, all your Chaverim who are Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, coming back from Eretz Yisrael, you haven't seen in a long time, right? So you should say Shechianu. But Tosus points out, only if you really like them. Dafka Chaver Achaviv Alav. So if you see a group of friends, say, "For you, Shechianu. For you, Shechianu." Right? So you have to Dafka Achaviv Alav. But we don't do Mechaya Mason, first of all, because we don't do that anymore, and second of all, because we've seen everyone within the last year. When we say people are going to Israel for the year, what we really mean is 6 months. Okay. Right. You stay in Israel, don't come home for Pesach. You're one of the few and the proud that managed to do that. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Haroa Eshaba Hakanim. If you see a spotted person, people are not generally supposed to be spotted. Omer Baruch Mishan Abrios. So you say a bracha Mishan Abrios, because that's a bracha you say when you see someone who looks highly unusual. Meisvei asked the Gemara, "Really? Is that the bracha that you say when you see a spotted person?" We have a brisa that tells us as follows. Ra'es HaKushi. If you see a black person, an Ethiopian person, remember this is in white Europe. They didn't commonly see black people. So anyone that looks entirely different than everybody else is going to be someone that would be... What? Wherever it was, white Asia, Ves HaGichar, or you see a red-skinned person, Ves HaLavkan, or you see an albino person, Ves HaKipeach, you see an obese person, Ves HaNanas, you see a midget, Ves HaDraniko, that's not the politically correct term, what's a dwarf, a little person. Ves hadranikos, you see a person with warts all over his body. Omer, baruch mishana sabrios. You make the baruch mishana sabrios. But Esakiteya, if you see an amputee, Vesasuma, a blind person, Vespsuye, Harosh, someone who has matted hair, that his hair doesn't look like it's strands, it looks like it's just one clump. Vesachiger, Vesamukashchin, you see a lame person, a person who has boils all over his body. Vesabahakanim, and spotted people, Omer Baruch Dayana Emes. You say Baruch Baruch Dynamis, not Mishana Brios, question mark. We said before you see a spotted person, you say Baruch Mishana Brios. Now we're saying you see a spotted person, you say Baruch Dayan MS. Lokasha. It's not a stira. Hami me imo habasar dis yalid. It depends. Was he born spotted, or is that a condition that developed later in his life? If he was born that way, then it's Mishana Habrios. Hashem created him that way. If it developed later in his life, Ay Nebuch Baruch Dayana Emes, that Hashem has punished him with this at some point during his life. Dekanami, and the raya that's true, that we're talking about a case where it developed during his life, is because we mention the spotted person, the Katani Dumya Dekiteya, right near the amputee, the person who had a limb cut off. Having a limb cut off is obviously something that happened to him during his lifetime. Shema Mina. So that's the raya. So I guess main point number, what are we up to? Four? You should say Mishana Habrios on people who are very different, but Dayana Emes if something happened to them during their lifetime. Something terrible happened during their lifetime.
Is there a standard?
What?
Is there a standard?
Of what? Of how weird it has to be? I'm not sure. There must be some line to draw, but I don't know how to draw it. I don't know.
What if they become mentally insane?
Mentally insane? I don't think it's... I think we're talking about someone who looks completely... Yeah.
What if because they're mentally insane, they look completely...
I don't know. Tana Rabbanan. Haroa Peel. By the way, if you do say Mishana Brios, you should probably whisper it. It's not polite to say it out loud. He's like, oh, wait, stay right there. Baruch HaDosh. Not a nice... It's okay. Tanur Rabbanan, Kavod HaBrios, exactly. Haroa Peel, if you see an elephant, Kof, a monkey, V'kapuf, 2 days in Rashi, one of them says an owl. Omer, Baruch Mishana HaBrios. So you go to the zoo, you get to make a bracha. Baruch Mishana HaBrios, see these unusual creatures. Rabrios Tovos, if you see magnificent creatures... The Ilanos Tovos are magnificent trees. You ever go see the redwood forests in California, right? These magnificent, magnificent...
What about the
Brachos? 1 second. What would a magnificent creature be?
Elephant, I don't know.
No, an elephant was a weird creature, we said. Magnificent creature. A peacock. Right, something magnificent. A giraffe, maybe. Something like, okay, so you say... You make a bracha that Hashem has such magnificent things in His world. Period. Now, Allah Zikin. The Mishnah said that you say a bracha when you see Zikin. Ask the Gemara, that's great. My Zikin. What are Zikin? Amar Shmuel, Kochva Deshavit, a shooting star. Amar Shmuel commented on his own expertise in the stars, how he knows all the constellations. Nihirinli Shvili Deshmaya, Kishvili Dinarda. He says, I am as familiar with the pathways in the sky as I am with the pathways of my own town, of Narda, where I live. That's how big of an expert he was in the stars, in the constellations. Levar mi kochva deshavit lo yadana mai nihu. Except for this kochva deshavit, this shooting star that our Mishnah is talking about, I don't know what it is. Ugemiri delava kisla. But we have a tradition that it never passes through the constellation called Kisla. The other kisla charav alma. And if it ever would pass through the constellation called Kisla, the whole world would be destroyed. Ask the Gemara vakachazina davar. But we do see that it does pass through Kisla. And says Gemara, Zive Huda Avaru Mischazi Kadavarihu. The glow of the star passes through Kisla, but the actual shooting star doesn't pass through itself, it just looks like it does. Ravun Rayda Vishwa Amar Vilonu de Makara de Magalgal Machsi Nuhura de Rikia. That it's like there's an opening in the heavens that makes it look like it's passing through Kisla. That's why Tosfos understands, but it's not actually passing through Kisla. Ravashi Amar Kochma Hu Da'akar. Ravashi says it is a star that has been uprooted, Mehai Gisa de Kisla, from one side of Kisla, V'chazi Lechavri Mehach Gisa, another star sees it on the other side of Kisla, Umivis, and gets scared, Umechsi Kamanda Avar, and therefore it looks like it passed through Kisla, because it's really two stars. You see one star shooting toward Kisla, one star shooting out of Kisla, so it looks like it's the same star that shot right through Kisla. What is Kisla? What is this? I have no idea. So Shmuel Rami. Shmuel asked the following contradiction. Ksiv Osa Ash, Ksil, Vikima. That Hashem makes these three constellations. Ash, Ksil, and Kima. Uksiv, another pasuk says Osa, Kima, Uksil. And leaves out Ash. Haket said, so what's going on? Il mali chamash shel ksil l'neskayim olam mepreitzina shel kima. If not for the heat generated by the constellation of ksil, the world would not be able to exist because the coldness of kima would overtake the world. Vil mali tzina shel kima, and if not for the coldness of kima, l'neskayim olam mepreit chamash shel ksil. The world wouldn't be able to exist because of the heat generated by ksil. These are different constellations. Ugemiri, and we have a tradition. Ilav uktza da akrava, the manuch ben ahar dinar, kol ma diyav tarika, if not for the tail of the scorpion that goes in a stream of fire in the heavens, anyone who was bit by a scorpion would not be able to live. Meaning it's based on the constellations that look like a scorpion that somehow cause a person who's bit by an actual scorpion to live. And that's what the pasuk says to Yov, Hiskasha Ma'adonos Kima, O Moshachos Ksil Tipasach. That the Ma'adonos of Kima, the Moshachos, the shackles of Ksil, are being opened up. We're talking about these different constellations. My Kima, what is Kima? Why? What does the name Kima represent? Why is one of the constellations called Kima? Amar Shmuel, Kimea Kachvi. Because it's made up of like 100 stars. Some say it's 100 stars all bunched up in a group, and some say that it's 100 stars that are spread out. My Ash, what is Ash? What's the constellation of Ash in the Pasuk? I'm reviewed at Yusa. It's Yusa. My Yusa. What's Yusa? Amrila Zanav Tle. It's the tail of the Tle, the constellation of Tle of a sheep. Va'armila Resha de Igla. And some say, no, it's the head of the constellation of the eagle, of the calf. Umistaver Kamandi Amar Zanav Tle. More Mistaver that it's the tail of the sheep constellation. Dichsiv Va'ayish Albanea Tinachem. Alma Chasra. So it seems like it's missing. Umischazia Kitarfa de Tarif. And it looks like it's been beaten by a hammer. It looks like it's been beaten off of that constellation, as if the constellation is missing something. Vahaida Azla Basra da Amrala Havli Bani. And the reason that Ash is after Kima, it's as if it's saying, give me children. When Hashem wanted to bring the Mabul to the world, what did he do? Natal Shnei Kochavim Mekima Vehevi Mabul Yolam. The way he brought the Mabul was he removed two stars from the constellation of Kima that wreaked havoc on the atmospheric conditions of the world, and that's what caused the Mabul to come into the world. So when Hashem wanted to end the Mabul, what would you imagine he would do? Put those stars back, right? No, ukshabikesh l'sasma, when he wanted to close the waters of the Mabul, notal shnei kochavim me ayish v'sasma. He took two stars from ayish and closed it. V'lehadullah, ask him, why doesn't he just put back the same two stars he took out? Eina bor mismali mechliyaso. We have a rule that if you dig a bor, you dig a pit, you can't take that same dirt that you dug the pit with and refill the hole. It will never fully refill. This is the second time in this Masech that we had that expression. By what? Yeah, Dav Gimel and Beis, what happened? By David HaMelech. David HaMelech, every day the officers would come to him and they would say, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa, your nation needs Parnasa. And what would David HaMelech say? Basic suggestion? Let them support each other. What was the answer? Not enough. Ein Abar Mismali Milchiyasa. There's not enough. Not enough wealth in the Jewish people for us to support each other. And that's why we have to go to war. And they had to go ask the Urim V'Tumim, etc., to go to war.
Isn't this also appear in Shana?
Oh, could be. Yeah, it makes sense that it would. That's that, right. That would probably be the primary sugya. I don't remember though. But yeah, makes sense. Inami, the Gemara says, another possibility. Why Hashem couldn't just put back those two stars? In kategor nasa sanegor. What's saying? Kategor Nasnegar?
The prosecutor can't be the defendant.
Good. The prosecuting attorney can't be the defendant. That's the reason that comes up in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? Right? In what context? The Egel. Right. The what? Because of the Egel. Good. The Kohen Gadol doesn't wear his golden clothing lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippurim because it's reminiscent. Gold is reminiscent of the Egel. That's why you don't use a shofar shalpara to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah because it's reminiscent of the Egel. So that's in Kategor Nasa Sanegor. So that's why Hashem didn't want to use the same two stars that caused the Mabul. He didn't want to use them to stop the Mabul. Vilivri la trei kach v'achrini. Why couldn't he create two new stars to put it back into place? Ein kol chadash tachas Hashemesh. Hashem doesn't create new things. There's nothing new in the world under the sun. Amrav Nachman, Asr Kodesh Baruch Hu Lachzirun La Shnemer Va'ayish Al Bnei Atinachim. But ultimately, one day Hashem is going to give back those stars to Ayish that He took away in order to stop the Mabul, because there will be a Nechama for Ayish. So I guess the first main point on the Tesamet Aleph, I'm going to close with this. Hashem brought the Mabul by removing two stars from Kima, but did not stop the Mabul by replacing those same two stars.